WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man was killed in a crash on the freeway in North Bryan yesterday afternoon. Police report the victim, 62-year-old Michael Gene Richards, was driving a pickup northbound when the vehicle left the roadway for an unknown reason and struck a concrete support beam on the Woodville Road Bridge. The freeway was closed for 2 hours following the crash. Groundbreaking will take place soon on the largest project approved by College Station School District voters last year. That's after the school board at last week's meeting approved a construction contract for the district's third middle school.
On bid day, it was slightly over budget. It was about $1.9 million over. But on a large scope project like this, that's not grossly out of whack.
Facilities Director John Hall was asked if the architecture and the finish of the new school is consistent with the district's two other middle schools.
I would say it's more consistent with College Station Middle School, A&M Consolidated Middle School. It wouldn't be quite as consistent with that one. The final finish out, I would say it is.
Hall says negotiations after the bid opening brought the maximum construction price to $43.5 million, adding the rest of the expenses that put the total project cost at the estimate of almost $51.4 million. Construction equipment is expected to be on site as early as next week on land located north of Greens Prairie Trail between Welburn and Reuter Roads. The expansions of four more Bryan School District campuses approved by voters in a bond issue 2 years ago were approved at the last school board meeting. A local contractor, Dudley Construction, was awarded nearly $12 million of work. Nearly $9 million is going into Rayburn and Long, which are being turned into fifth and sixth grade campuses, and Mitchell Elementary. That's over budget by $300,000. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the additional money is to replace aging air conditioning systems.
I feel it's in the district's best interest to go ahead and incur now, because we're going to have to do it very shortly anyway. And while it's in the middle of a construction project, we think we get better bang for the buck.
Dudley also received a nearly $3 million contract to expand the Rudder High cafeteria, and the board approved a design contract for what is expected to be a $500,000 conversion of an existing building for the grounds department. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization has started community meetings about proposed highways to be built through the year 2050.
We want people to keep in mind that if they see a dashed line, that means that the roadway alignment could vary as much as a mile in any direction. So again, it's not set in stone. It's just a generalized idea of where we think it will go.
The MPO's Dan Rudd showed a map at last week's Brazos County Commission meeting that includes two loops around the Twin Cities. One would be a six-lane highway that already includes Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west and William D. Fitch to the south. An outer loop is proposed to be a freeway that includes Highway 47. The next community meeting is November 14th in Northgate at St. Mary's Catholic Church. A copy of the map is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer. If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year, we're supplying over 300 new coats for kids, 5 to 10 years of age, and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 7th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning. It's 7-11. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure remains over the Gulf Coast this morning. It'll produce lots of sunshine for the area. Our temperature's up to 80 to 85 today. The high will continue to sit east of our area overnight. We're partly cloudy, lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, another partly sunny day, warm, temperatures close to 85. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there, lows 60 to 65. And we're going to be mostly sunny and very close to 85 degrees during Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got a look at your Aggie football report. Also, I've got your game time for November 5th when the Aggs face Mississippi State. Haley Pounds and Grace Piper earn SEC weekly accolades in A&M soccer. And on Monday Night Football, the Broncos took down former teammate Brock Osweiler and the Houston Texans last night. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, like that'd be a big deal. Yeah. Like that'd be a thing. Oh, you people who thought you were Texans fans, you can get off the bus now.
You know, I've been a Texans fan for a long time, and they make it real tough. Well, I'm not going to lie.
Thank God NBA starts tonight.
Yes, oh, I've been waiting. Man. I've been counting down the days and the minutes.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yeah. So there. It's almost as exciting. Well, early voting started yesterday.
That's right.
In case you didn't know. Okay, so if you're worn out and depressed about the U.S. American election campaign, ponder what's going on in Iceland for a moment. The country's Pirate Party, founded less than 4 years ago by a group of activists, anarchists, and hackers, is poised to apparently upend politics in Iceland.
Oh, wow.
With an October 29th general election victory. More than 22% of Icelanders are ready to pick the anti-establishment Pirate Party. Huh, anti-establishment, does that sound familiar?
Coming soon to America.
Yeah. According to a recent poll by the Social Science Research Institute, puts the party slightly ahead of its closest rival, which is the Independent Party, which currently governs in a coalition with the other party, the Progressive Party.
Hmm.
A win by the rogue band of radicals would be astonishing, but the young country, the young party, which champions direct democracy. Now, if I understand that, that means people will vote on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You really want to do that? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see. Direct democracy, transparency, yeah, right, and net neutrality says it is ready to take the reins. Its organizers have already created a crowdsourced draft of a new constitution.
Wow.
Wow.
I do like the name Pirate Party.
Well,
I think I would join just for that reason alone.
Again,
do I get to wear an eye patch?
Yeah, I would think you could. You know, you could put a little parrot, real or stuffed on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a little flag thing going in your office with skull and crossbones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Okay.
Anyway, so they've crowdsourced this new national constitution, which includes stipulations to renationalize the country's natural resource industries and create new rules for civic governance. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing at all.
Sounds like a great plan to
me. It does. It does. So that's Iceland, and that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's bring it closer to home. There's a guy named Gerald Daugherty who's running for one of the commissioner's court spots in Travis County. And Gerald is a Republican, and it's amazing that they have put this out here. I mean, I think it's safe for us to go ahead and play the audio since this is not Travis County. It's a one-minute commercial, but basically it's his wife, Charlene, who's explaining please reelect Gerald. He has nothing else to do. It opens with him standing there, and he's washing dishes. Oh, yeah, like he does that anyway. But yeah, here we go, a little bit of the audio.
We've got room to put 2,700 people in our jail, and it costs us about $103 a day.
She's shaking
Gerald
her head.
Gerald really doesn't have any hobbies.
Last year's tax rate was 0.4169. This year, we could take that down to 3,838.
Gerald?
All he wants to do is fix things.
So I got this 18-wheeler that's parked in this neighborhood, spewing fumes all over the place, but quite frankly, it's not a code violation.
And then they close the commercial with her sitting at the kitchen counter.
You know, I think I like helping around the house here.
Please reelect Gerald.
I love it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, again,
that's fantastic.
Here we go.
Please reelect Gerald. Please.
Please.
Get him out of
that is
house.
So entertaining.
It really is. That's what I'm.
Well, and at least he's giving like good facts, and he's not just like putzing around the house he's talking about the policies and everything. But
well,
what a creative
smart,
way.
Smart, yeah.
Again, pretty smart ad. So we'll see. We'll watch that race and see how that works.
You know, all the wives are around there are going, oh my gosh, poor thing. Yeah. I'm going to go out and vote for Gerald.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Get Gerald out of the house. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Feel you.
Now, earlier this, I guess it was last week, we told you about the avocado crisis that we're facing.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and again,
still
ready.
Trying to recover.
Well, that's it. I mean, somebody needs to be working on maybe artificial avocados. I'm not sure. But despite that ongoing avocado shortage that has already affected some food in the food business industry, Chipotle reassuring customers that the chain will not run out of guacamole.
No, they'll just charge you $5
They say the prices for the stuff won't go up either.
Okay.
All right.
With grower strike in Mexico and a drought in California affecting the crops, it's a perfect storm of bad news for avocado lovers. Some restaurants around the country have reported supply issues. But again, if the only problem Chipotle had was telling you, reassuring you about avocados to get people back in their stores, that'd probably be okay.
Yeah, but you know, y'all say that, and I know they've made a lot of bad news this year.
But
people I know love, like, eat there multiple times a week.
Understand. Well, we were talking about that for lunch the other day, and certainly have eaten there a lot in the past. But I don't know. It's hard to say. Again,
good to know about the guac.
It is. They're welcoming you. By the way, they charge extra for that anyway.
They do.
Okay, that's not one of their freebies.
No. They do charge extra.
And obviously, personally, I haven't had a bad situation there. And, I like it. But they have been in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Yep.
Okay. It's time for 7:18. It's time for our report on The Voice.
Dun, dun, dun. I have good news and bad news.
Well, I will tell you, I don't know how it happened. I do not know how it happened.
But you watched
it. I turned on the TV halfway through her song, and then I heard the other girl sing. So go ahead.
I will be honest. I did not watch last night's episode.
No.
I know. I did get some highlights this morning.
Okay.
So
all right.
The bad news is our dear Bryan native Courtney Ramirez did go home last night.
Yep,
she did get voted off in the knockouts. The good news is, Scott, you don't have to ask me about The Voice ever again.
why is that?
Well, I just figure now that Courtney's gone, we don't really care anymore,
done.
Do we?
Okay.
Yeah, we were following her.
No, I mean, I'll still probably try to watch the show through the end of the season. Now I'm really invested.
But that's okay. But you won't have to sit there with your handkerchief or your Kleenex or whatever.
I don't know. So she's posted quite a bit since last night and is just, says this is only the beginning, which is true. She's 17 years old. Again, the exposure that you receive on this show is just phenomenal. So I definitely foresee her doing some pretty big things.
Well, and in all honesty, and they're both 17. In all honesty, the other girl really had a very, very strong performance.
Do you remember her name by any chance?
No, it's a one-name, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. It's out there somewhere. The internet probably has it.
It does. I just wasn't sure who she, I could see who kind of got eliminated last night, but I wasn't sure who she actually battled against.
Well, the one characteristic both of them had is they had a maturity in their voice and the deliveries of the songs that they did that tell you these are not 17-year-olds.
Yeah,
I mean, they are,
gotcha.
but the way they have really developed their voice. And you're right. There's all sorts of opportunities out there to go ahead and make a career, even though you don't win that thing.
Oh, but, yeah. Anyhow. She's incredibly talented. Yeah. She'll do well.
So sorry she got knocked out, but nonetheless. All right. That, and now we're going to have to go back to college again. Now we're going to have to go back because they taught us something wrong. We got to get it corrected. Oxford University Press, no less. That's the one over there, not the one in Mississippi. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oxford University Press has decided that playwright Christopher Marlowe of the Elizabethan time co-wrote not one, not two, but three of Little Billy Shakespeare's plays and will be credited from now on the title pages. So, wow. As a co-writer. Of course, it's no surprise there have been claims as far back as the 18th century that, in fact, Christopher Marlowe had a hand in writing parts of his works, including Henry the Fourth, or the Sixth, Henry the Sixth. I transposed them. Parts 1, 2, and 3. But this is the first time he's ever gotten official credit, so they're going to put it on the front page. Other playwrights have been credited as the real writers, like Francis Bacon and William Stanley, the Earl of Derby. Mm. But now, first one there. So I guess is the estate of Christopher Marlowe now going to be looking for some money?
I bet that's the reason.
Let's follow the money. We'll see.
Howdy. I'm Barry Moore, and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife, Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
C&J's Barbecue has been going at it for 35 years, and the Manning family and C&J's want to thank Bryan College Station, surrounding area, for making this business happen. They wouldn't be in business if it weren't for your support. So C&J's Barbecue, they've got a special deal for you today. Any of their three locations. Pick out your favorite C&J location. You can give them a call to order to pick up today. Now, because they want to serve as many people as possible, you get 35% off, but here's the deal. You can only order 10 pounds total max per person, 10-pound limit per side dish, a 2-slab rib limit, and a 2-whole chicken limit. That's per person. But contact the nearest C&J's Barbecue. Call ahead so that you can pick it up later on, and you receive a 35% discount on everything that you get today. Any of the three locations of C&J's Barbecue, their way of saying thank you, Bryan College Station, for 35 great years.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegwert Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Is your farm equipment in need of service or repair? Lance and his crew are experts at repairing and refurbishing trailers, including electrical, and offer welding services for farm equipment. And Wegwert Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Ask about this month's special on round balers. Wegwert Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert, or visit WegwertInc.com.
Good morning, 724, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So a Weed World Candies truck caught fire on the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Uh-oh.
Weed World Candies.
Yeah, that's right, that. Sending huge plumes of smoke into the air. WWC, as they call it for short, started making marijuana-themed candies.
Ah, yes.
And they send them to various outlets in very colorful vehicles. Actually, isn't any marijuana in the candy, by the way. The RV was traveling and completely totaled. Lots of smoke, so to speak.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I was picturing the people in the town noticed the fire, but didn't really mind.
Yeah. All right, now I think we've been keeping up with the Bob Dylan Nobel Prize
thing,
right?
Has he surfaced?
Well, he has not. And here's the deal. Okay, first, he's announced as a winner. And remember, anybody can be nominated for a Nobel Prize. And what, this professor had been nominating him for years.
Like 15 years in a row.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he finally wins the Nobel Prize for Literature. Now, again, they've been trying to call him, trying to email him. He won't answer. They're not happy. In fact, one person from the Academy said that Mr. Dylan is, quote, rude and arrogant, unquote. Now, see, here's the deal, though. To get the $900,000 that comes with the Nobel Prize, Bob has to give at least one lecture.
Ooh.
Oh.
On literature.
So he's got to do something.
Or he loses the money. Exactly. Yeah. He doesn't have to do it in Stockholm, where the prize money will be handed out in December, if he decides to show up. But he does have to give the lecture within 6 months of that date in order to get the check. So I guess they give him the little prize, and the check will be in the mail if he does that.
Interesting.
So $900,000 to give a lecture.
Does he need it?
I don't think he needs it, and I don't know that we could understand him if he gave the lecture.
True.
But aside from that, little bitty things, that's all there
and
is to it.
How involved does the lecture need to be? I mean, can he just get up on stage and just get like,
right.
Sing
I mean,
some songs.
And can you say, and he could say he was misquoted because we couldn't understand him. Just saying, though, there apparently is a caveat to the $900,000. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see him yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. 85 or so for a high temperature today. Actually, we can run these numbers all the way through. Looks like about Monday of next week. 85 for our high each day. Lows will be down in the mid to lower 60s, but there's no mention of rain in the forecast. And, yeah, we really could use them, as a matter of fact. Right now, winds out of the north at just 3 miles an hour. Fair skies, and we've got 62.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, folks, here's an underreported story this season. Liberals are furious at Hillary after the WikiLeaks dumps. The so-called progressive movement found out what Hillary and her top advisors really think of them. Hillary's called them puritanical and pompous. They've been described as naive, radical, and even dumb. Some called them freaks who need to get a life. Mrs. Clinton claims to champion Hispanic voters. Her insiders call them a bunch of needy Latinos. And if the Clinton team's real views of African Americans ever came out, there would be an earthquake. Now, given all this, do you think Hillary is worried that these progressives will not show up and vote for her on election? Not in the least, folks. Despite all of Clinton's insults, progressives are not threatening to stay home like our people are. Their pundits are not writing op-eds and social media posts advocating voting for third-party or write-in candidates like our media is. They're not putting up alternative candidates in key battleground states to try to defeat her like our side is. And progressive leaders are not parading in front of the cameras to declare they have joined the Never Hillary movement like lots of our people are. Instead, they're cataloging all the insults, vowing to use them to push back on appointments, policy, and agenda items. They're going to win. They want to win. They don't want to lose like our side does. And they're going to get their pound of flesh after they win.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We all like to be optimistic. I am naturally optimistic, but many people have to work at it. Sensible people like you and me know it's a tough world out there. And if you don't watch your back and protect your home, bad things can happen. So take a smart step in protecting your home and your family. Check out my friends at Simply Safe Home Security. They are, in my opinion, one of the best home security systems you can get. Simply Safe's powerful protection is easy to use. It's completely reliable, and it's also completely wireless with some of the most competent customer support available. Police dispatch when you need it, and their price is hard to beat. You get 24/7 professional monitoring for only $14.99 a month. And you're never locked into a long-term contract. Not $50 a month, $14.99 a month, no contract. Check out SimplySafeUSA.com today. Get free shipping and a free keychain remote with your order now. SimplySafeUSA.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has approved contracts for two more parts of a bond issue that was approved by voters 2 years ago. Nearly $9 million will be spent at Mitchell Elementary and what will become intermediate schools at Long and Rayburn. The board agreed to spend $300,000 over budget in order to replace aging air conditioning systems, as recommended by their construction manager, Jeff Windsor.
When you replace a chiller and go to a higher efficiency chiller, then you're saving energy dollars, which utilities are our second highest expenditure behind salaries in the school district.
That contract also includes adding classrooms at all three locations. The board also approved another $3 million to expand the cafeteria at Rutter High School and a design contract for what is hoped to be a $500,000 conversion of an existing building to house the district's grounds department.
We've seen some of the Houston markets, some of the Dallas markets kind of slow up a little bit. This place is going crazy.
The board awarded the nearly $12 million in construction contracts to a local contractor, Dudley Construction. Next week, construction equipment is expected to be moved to the site of the College Station School District's third middle school. That's after the school board last week approved a $43.5 million construction contract. Facilities Director John Hall says negotiations followed last month's bid opening that reduced the cost by $1.9 million.
Took us a little work. A couple of weeks to fine-tune, tighten down the screws on the budget and see where we had a little scope overlap and things like that. And we were able to land it within budget.
Hall was asked how the finish and the architecture compares with College Station's new Pecan Trail Intermediate School.
We're not going with any really high-dollar fancy interior finishes or anything. So the carpet and the finishes and the flooring and the painted surfaces, that'll all be comparable.
Adding the rest of the expenses, the total cost of College Station's third middle school is on budget at almost $51.4 million. It's located near Pecan Trail and Greens Prairie Elementary, north of Greens Prairie Trail between Reuter and Welburn Roads. Northbound traffic on the freeway in North Bryan was closed for 2 hours yesterday afternoon following a crash that took the life of a Bryan man. Police report a pickup driven by 62-year-old Michael Gene Richards left the roadway and struck a concrete support beam on the Woodville Road Bridge. Why the truck left the freeway is not known. What might highways in and around Bryan College Station look like in the year 2050 is the subject of a study being done by the local Metropolitan Planning Organization.
It's not set in stone. It's just a generalized idea of where we think it will go. And we hope that the public will examine the map with an eye towards how the roadway network will best serve them.
The MPO's Dan Rudd showed a map at last week's Brazos County Commission meeting that is part of a public review process that also involves the county engineer.
Once the MPO adopts it according to legislation that Alan Munger found, it is possible for the Brazos County Commissioners Court to adopt the same map and then be able to ask for right-of-way be set aside during the development process.
The proposed map includes an outer loop freeway that uses the existing Highway 47 and an inner loop six-lane highway that includes the existing William D. Fitch Parkway to the south and Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west. 2 of 10 community meetings have been held. The remainder are spread out from November 14th through next March. A copy of the map is online at WTAW.com. There's a new hurdle that needs to be cleared before epilepsy patients can take advantage of the state's new law legalizing CBD oil. That's the state considering a 21,000% hike in the application fee for businesses to sell the product.
The original license application fee for a CBD dispensing organization was set back in December 2015 at $6,000. The Department of Public Safety has since raised that fee up to $1.3 million.
The costs are much higher than they expected because they've created this unreasonably restrictive market in that there are only a few patients who would have access to the medicine.
Heather Fazio of the Marijuana Policy Project says there's still enough time for the state legislature to get things right.
We have a lot of opportunity to spread the compassion and make this program more inclusive.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The DPS is trying to justify a request for more border security funding by showing high-profile arrests, but a new study found out this week shows that speeders and child support evaders were lumped into that category. Senator Carlos Uresti, who sits on the Border Security Committee, says that's misleading.
I know the legislature doesn't want to be fooled by categorizing these type of arrests as high threat. High threat, I think, for most of us would mean sexual assault cases, murders, human trafficking.
He says there is universal agreement that the border must be secured, but there needs to be better data before legislature spends more taxpayer dollars. And College Station Medical Center has announced a new chief executive officer. America Farrell has been here on an interim basis since late August. Her more than 30 years of leadership roles in healthcare include stops in Tomball, Victoria, Arkansas, and as a consultant. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 62 degrees. Be a part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. We'll have more news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the City of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, Treasurer.
Good morning, 7:39. The Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure keeps sunshine in the forecast over the next couple of days as it continues to sit off to our east over the Gulf Coast. We're partly to mostly sunny and 80 to 85 later today. Overnight, partly cloudy, lows will be 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds and sunshine with a high of 85. Clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Thursday, there'll be more in the way of sunshine. Highs on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, yes.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, as the Aggies get ready to take on New Mexico State on Saturday, Zach Taylor talks to quarterback Trevor Knight in your Aggie football report. In A&M soccer, Haley Pounds and Grace Piper earned some SEC honors for the week. In the NFL, the Texans couldn't get it together as they fell to the Broncos last night on Monday Night Football. And we'll take a look forward at the World Series, which gets underway tonight. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I hear that we're talking about what roads are going to look like in 35 years? Is that right? 2050?
2050, is that right? Wow. Yes, that is correct.
Who even knows we're going to be using roads by then?
You know.
It's all going to be driverless cars anyway, then.
Right.
You know?
All we want is a road where we can go where we want to go as fast as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Make it simple. Oh, I can't imagine what this place is going to look like in 35 years.
Well,
here's the deal.
You and me both.
Yeah. Here's the deal is do we just have everything delivered by drone so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that work? I mean, that way you don't have to worry about the roads.
Yeah.
You just work from home. Okay. You don't have to do anything
Become
else.
A hermit.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds great.
Never have to see anyone or talk to anyone.
Have you seen the movie WALL-E?
Yeah, no, I have not. I have not.
You should, because that's kind of where we're headed. The human race is just nothing but a race of fat blobs that sit in chairs and look at screens.
Oh, no. Well, that's the case, I don't want to be around in 2050.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. I mean, any number of reasons you think about that. Well, first, a couple of different directions on that. First, drones. Did you hear about crews in Alpine, Texas are using drones to help find a 22-year-old college student?
Well, I did see that she is missing, but I didn't see that about the drones. But how smart is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Reeves County Sheriff's Office says that the technology will help them search areas they would otherwise overlook. That's pretty amazing. Now, that's
pretty advanced. Yeah, that's especially if it works.
The real reason to be using drones.
Right.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, there's going to be human-sized gerbil tubes, and you sit in a chair and you're...
Yeah, oh, I love that. Yeah, gerbil tube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
But then they'll get backed up, you know? That'll be a problem.
We have those. They're called subways.
Yeah, we
do. That's true. That is true.
Yeah, and they do move along. You don't have to worry about surface traffic in a case like that. Those are a little pricey. We could go back to monorails if you want to, but I'm just saying. So, I'm a little interested in the story that you did about Senator Uriste, and we're talking about criminal element and how we're going to stop those people. Is that basically right?
Yes, and once my computer unfreezes, I'll be able
to
get that story.
Face.
Well, but basically, it sounded like that they're trying to get more data over to show that border security, they need more help over there.
Uh-huh.
And but I guess speeders and child people who are just
child support. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got lumped into these figures, making it look like things were a lot worse than they were.
As far as the undesirables that are coming over into Texas?
Correct.
Okay, and so he wants that kind of clarified
right
before we spend more money.
Mm. Correct.
Well, you know, that's fascinating. But now in Mexico, they are really, really getting angry because immigrants are coming in and crossing illegally into Mexico and taking jobs.
Oh.
Tens of thousands of Central American migrants have passed through Mexico fleeing their homelands because of bad stuff going on in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of them head north and they seek asylum in U.S. America. But they say increasingly a number are stopping and settling in Mexico. And so as a result, and in this area that separates Guatemala and Mexico, and as a result, local people can't get jobs.
Oh.
Because immigrants are coming in illegally to Mexico.
Wow.
Imagine the irony there.
Right?
How's that feel?
Yeah.
Just letting you know. All right.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. So, milk from Tasmanian devils can be... I know. It looks like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
It does.
Milk from Tasmanian devils can be used to fight against antibiotic-resistant superbugs, apparently.
Really?
Research coming out of Australia has found that that is the answer.
Like, who thought to test that out?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I mean,
who
really?
Who thought to say, let's go milk that Tasmanian devil, which aren't the cutest, cuddliest creatures.
No. The devils are marsupials, meaning that they're little teensy-weensy little young, hop around inside pouches after birth, and they finish developing there. In a new study, researchers found that the milk the marsupials have contains several powerful things that can, in fact, act as natural antibiotics. Humans have, they're called, let's see, cathelicil.
Yeah.
Somebody who's medical knows it, okay? I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway, humans have one of these. Their milk has six different kinds.
Oh.
So, and their fellow marsupials, the possums, have 12. Well, we don't need them then.
Who needs the Tasmanian devil? Yeah. We just go catch a possum.
The only problem is when you try to milk them, they go.
Yeah, exactly. You'll start sounding like that, which would not be good. So we're killing possums that might be able to save us from superbugs. Think about that, okay? I'm just saying.
No.
Food for thought.
Be careful. Be careful. Sorry. All right, so all new parents have that situation where, well, they don't get to eat their food warm because the little one is going to have all your attention. In the restaurant comes now Deputy Charles Bracken. Charles is like our deputy of the day. He saves the day. He's eating in a restaurant. He notices and hears the baby crying. He looks around. There's the young mom and dad. They're trying to eat, but they can't because the baby's not cooperating. He goes over, full uniform, says, "I'll be glad to hold your baby while you eat dinner." And he pulls up a chair and sits down and holds the baby while they eat dinner.
Wow.
How's that? Not bad?
Very cool.
All right, good for him. So we mentioned Bob Dylan a little while ago. How he has to give a speech within 6 months or he can't get the $900,000. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Fast forward to yesterday when Bobby V passed away. Now, Bobby V had one big hit called Take Good Care of My Baby. Okay?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you know who he is. Yes. He also had one called Devil or Angel. Well, anyhow, when he started in the music business, he had a band called The Shadows, and the piano player for Bobby V, who just died yesterday, was Bob Dylan. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Look at that connection.
Nice.
Now, I have a question. If he doesn't accept it or do the lecture that he's supposed to do,
right,
does he still receive the award?
No. Oh, I think he gets the award. Yeah, I think that's not
so
a problem.
So regardless of whether he ever comes out of this little hole that he's hiding in,
right,
he is still named the Nobel Peace.
Literature.
Literature.
Nobel literature.
Yeah. Nobel literature.
Not peace.
Not peace.
Not for him. But again,
Nobel literature.
That's
award
the reason
winner.
they'll give him the little medallion, but he doesn't get the check until he's done the speech. So,
right.
There.
Okay.
All right. So I'll just go ahead and do this story. New research into heading a soccer ball has identified, quote, significant changes in brain function from routine practice, end quote. The study from the University of Stirling, they're not around here, is the first to detect direct changes after players are exposed to everyday head impacts as opposed to clinical brain injuries like concussions. The findings come after concerns that players' brains are damaged by repeating head impacts. Where are we going to go with that one? Where are we going to go with that one? I'm saving the one for football until later in the show.
Oh, good.
Because that one's even worse. But
I'm just saying.
Now we're going to get to the point where we won't even be able to make a fist.
No. Nope.
Okay? Yeah.
Because that'll do something like increase your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. So, can't breathe in because that raises your heart rate.
Well, look, know? I mean, and here's the deal.
Well, and breathing in air causes cancer. But
yeah, you're right. Everybody who breathes dies. Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, look, it's hard enough to be able to play soccer where you can't touch the ball with your hands,
for God's sakes. Let's make it more difficult you can't head.
Yeah, that's the only fun part, right?
Right.
Be able to bounce, jump up there and hit it with your head.
Especially if you can, like, actually get a goal by doing that.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
Yep.
Well, it'll all be video game sports before we know it. Yeah.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At batteriesplus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in store. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How soon is too soon to get married after a divorce? Well, that's just one of the questions you ought to ask yourself before you take another trip down the aisle. Several other questions were raised in a column in the Wall Street Journal that shared tips for people considering remarriage after divorce. Many of the answers mirror advice we give here at Focus on the Family. One counselor recommended you spend adequate time as a single before remarrying. And that season of independence gives you a chance to heal from your previous marriage. Is there unresolved anger that you still need to work through? Are you finding it difficult to trust again? Resolve all of these tripping points before they complicate your next relationship. Another counselor suggested you be certain of what you're looking for in marriage. Do you want to meet someone with integrity or a stable career? Is a good father or mother for your children at the top of your list? Think through what you really want and don't want and give yourself some time to find it. The point is, don't rush into another relationship. All the experts agree that marriage counseling is a wise choice. As one psychologist said, marrying someone who refuses to go to therapy is like buying a new car and welding the hood shut. You need to be able to open it up and repair it. Moving on after a divorce can be very difficult, but if you're open to learning, you can dramatically increase the chances that your next relationship will thrive. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Well, the Aggs take on New Mexico State this Saturday, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Fighting Texas Aggie football saw its undefeated season broken up on Saturday, following the top-ranked Alabama 33-14. Quarterback Trevor Knight called it a tough pill to swallow, but says his team isn't rolling over.
That's just our identity. Hopefully by now, kind of the country is starting to realize that we just play for each other, and we keep battling and battling and battling, and when adversity comes, you know, we look our brothers in the eyes and we say, let's go do this. I threw a pick there early on, and then we came back and had a big touchdown drive shortly after that. And that's just kind of the identity of our team. And so hopefully, you know, that was the message after the game. You know, this is a tough one to swallow, obviously, when you're having a season like we were having. But that's the number one team in the country, and we've got a lot of football left to play, and we're hoping to only get better from here.
Trevor and the guys will be back home this Saturday when they host New Mexico State. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. at Kyle Field. Now, in sticking with Aggie football, strong safety Justin Evans has been named a semifinalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, given annually to the top defensive back in college football. Evans ranks second on the team in tackles with 52 and leads the Aggies with 4 interceptions, which is tied for the lead in the SEC and tied for number 3 in FBS. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. And don't forget to catch the Sumlin Show tonight at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other news in A&M football, the game time's been announced for when the Aggs visit Mississippi State with a kickoff scheduled at 11 a.m. Pregame will be at 10, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, Texas coach Charlie Strong admits the Longhorns haven't been playing well, with Texas losing to Kansas State Saturday. Strong is clearly on the hot seat to make progress, with Longhorns AD Mike Perrin already saying he'll evaluate everything at season's end. Strong says the team can and will play better, but must continue to develop. In Texas A&M soccer, two players were honored by the Southeastern Conference yesterday as Haley Pounds was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week and Gracie Piper was tabbed the SEC Freshman of the Week following the Aggs' win over Kentucky and number 11 Auburn. Texas A&M wraps up the regular season Thursday as the Aggies travel to Starkville for a 7 p.m. contest against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Pregame will be at 6:45 and you can also catch that game on The Zone. In the NFL,
big win for the Broncos, no question about that. They see their record increase to 5-2. They are tied with the Raiders for the first spot in the AFC West. Kansas City is 4-2, and San Diego with two straight wins, one of those against the Broncos, now 3-4. Simeon will take a snap and a knee, and it is over here in Denver.
The Denver Broncos gave Brock Osweiler a rough welcome home with a 27-9 victory over Osweiler and his new team, the Houston Texans, last night. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien on the loss.
Anytime you're coming up with field goals on every single drive, that's probably not the right recipe. You need to come away with touchdowns and you know, we weren't able to do that. So I think against a team like Denver, you're going to have to score touchdowns in the red area. We weren't able to do that.
Osweiler was 22 of 41 on the night with just 131 yards and no touchdowns. The Texans are 4-3 and one game ahead of Indianapolis and Tennessee in the AFC South. In Miami, former Houston Texans running back Arian Foster has announced he's retiring from the NFL midway through what has been an injury-plagued season in Miami. The four-time Pro Bowler tried to come back from a torn Achilles tendon, but has also been slowed by other injuries. In Major League Baseball, it'll be Cubs pitcher John Lester against Indians ace Corey Kluber in Game 1 of the World Series tonight in Cleveland. Kluber has made three postseason starts for the Indians this year, going 2-1 with 20 strikeouts in 18 1/3 innings. And the NBA's regular season opens tonight with the Golden State Warriors hosting San Antonio among three games. The Warriors and TNT will begin the season with a tribute to Craig Sager as he battles leukemia, unveiling a special T-shirt inspired by the suit Sager wore while receiving the Jimmy Valvano Award at this year's ESPY Awards. And that's Look at Your Sports Update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over four decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign, Steve Beachy, treasurer.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year, we're supplying over 300 new coats for kids 5 to 10 years of age and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 7th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Good morning, Infomaniacs, on News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. So show and tell. Remember show and tell? Things were brought to school. And
it was my favorite.
It was fun. You know, you pass stuff through the classroom and look at it. School officials in Austria scrambling to get their schools checked after a speaker brought some old watches from the 1960s with radium dials to show the kids.
Yee.
He thought it would be great to show the kids how a small amount of radium lit the numbers up and caused them to glow. The expert named Thomas Neff said the watches were sealed so no radiation leaked out, but still, a Geiger counter went crazy and jumped like 20 times the normal level.
Yeah.
See, he had carried them in with a bunch of rocks on display, and it turns out that one of the rocks was uranium. So they had to check all the classes in the school, make sure the kids were okay, and of course they told them that there was no harm to the kids as best they could tell.
As best they could tell.
Until that 20 years hand, from now. Their third hand is growing out of the back of their head. It'll all have to do with the uranium that guy brought to school.
Yep.
So just letting you know.